Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to ask the CLO, our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey. All right, Steve, this is from Greg in Portland. Greg says, you guys talk about being ugly, but I have a lot of female friends that prefer uglier men because they're a lot more faithful and loyal to them. I myself am nowhere near cute, and I've been married for 22 years. Why aren't ugly men celebrated more?
Well, I don't know, but I could give you three examples right here. Of women who... No, I'm going to give you three examples right here of women who have preferred uglier men. See, everything I say, it just keeps washing out in the wash. Junior got a wife. Yeah. I got a wife. And Tommy got a wife. And that letter right there says, I have girlfriends who prefer uglier men. Ta-da!
Big man. He says, why aren't ugly men celebrated more? He wants... ugly guys to be celebrated.
Listen, man, who wants to have an ugly-ass parade?
What do you mean, Steve? What's an ugly parade?
See, when you talk about a celebration, a parade, uh-huh. Macy's Day, all the...
Thanksgiving, the big one?
Floats is happy. Thanksgiving, uh-huh. And, you know, flowers, rose parade. They make mm-hmm. beautiful because people want to look back and go, oh, what you floats. Don't want... Mm-hmm. Is truck after truck after truck with just ugly-ass people sitting on. Because now you standing out here, man, going, damn, where's Miss America at? Where's Miss Los Angeles at? Why are we? What's this ugly-ass people on this truck?
What's that parade called?
It's got to be something religious. To get people to come. You got to be like a giant mass. Call it Ugg Mass.
Ugg Mass.
Ugg Mass. So you would think it's spiritual.
It's a lot of parades.
Yeah, but you ain't never seen floats full of ugly ass people.
No, but he wants to change that, obviously.
It's not going
to
happen. Don't worry about that. Hey, man, you've been married 20 years. Just go and appreciate that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Tommy, how long you been married?
I've been married 23 years. I ain't got
right there. And how long has the other ugly ass dude been married?
2 years, huh?
20, no, and the man in the letter?
22.
And Tommy, how long?
23 going on 20.
Tommy got the record for the ugliest man married the longest.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you just said, dog, he been married 22, you got 23.
I'm not.
I got 18. Junior got 8. You got the record, man. The ugliest man married the longest.
Junior got 2. Yeah. But you good, Tommy. It's okay, man.
I'm fine. I'm not in this ugly. You and Uncle Steve is in this ugly. Y'all
going to have grandma at that parade. He the first truck they go out in the parade?
Tommy the first truck and the last.
Grand Marshal?
He the Grand Marshal.
Grand Marshal.
Because he's been married the longest, man.
Celebration. All right, here we go.
My daddy had the record as long, ugliest man married the longest. He's married to my mama 64 years, but he passed. So then they passed the torch, and the next one was Tommy.
Moving on.
Yes,
to Carrie Ann in Toledo. Carrie Ann said, I had drinks after work with my boss and two coworkers. My boss was smoking a cigar, so I told him that I want to taste his cigar. I was not trying to be sexual. I've never smoked a cigar, so I wanted to try it. He thinks I was flirting. What do I do?
Yeah, I'm telling you right now. I'm a cigar smoker. That's how I'm going to tell you. That's how I'm going to take it. If I'm sitting smoking a cigar, one more come and say, I want to taste your cigar. Mm-hmm. You don't even know the thoughts that would be running through my mind at that point. Because I'd be trying to figure out cigar.
So what does she do?
I mean, lady, you know, come on now. He thought I was flirting. Let me taste your cigar. Come, lady, come on. You grown-ass woman. You know what's going on.
Right.
You're a grown woman. Ain't no grown woman gonna say that without, you know what coming with that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So now, you know, how do you fix this? Don't ever go back out with them smoking no more. Just avoid them.
Okay.
I'm telling you right now, though. He done ran that statement through his mind at least
over and over
time.
Wow.
He done bought a box of cigars.
Oh, yeah. But let me tell you something. Let me smoke your cigar. It's very different from let me taste your cigar.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
See, well, once you say that to me.
All right, moving on to Eddie in Smyrna. Eddie said, I texted an ex-girlfriend after she had surgery to see how she was doing. She posted a huge thank you to everyone that checked on her, and she listed my name. My wife saw it, and I've been getting cursed out for days. What do I tell my wife?
You stupid, though.
He should have never texted his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, it was his ex-girlfriend?
His ex-girlfriend after she had surgery.
What you worried about how well she doing? Dog, your wife. Bro, you dumb. I didn't know it was an ex-girlfriend. I can't help you, dog. I can't help you.
Yeah. He's just going to get
you're going to be drinking from that cup for a long time. It's going to be years you're going to be hearing that.
Yeah. Be concerned about your little old friend. What you getting her for Christmas? Oh, she
Amen. And don't let your wife get sick. You ain't gonna be able to do enough.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Check on me like you checked on her. Oh, it's over.
Last one, Steve. This is from Risa in Williamsburg. Risa says, I broke up with my boyfriend because he cheated on me. The girl he cheated with called me and said that I should take him back because all he did was talk about me while they were together. Should I consider giving him a second chance?
It's possible, you know.
What?
Well, here's a myth that women have. Women say, once a cheater, always a cheater. That is not the truth. That's not a true statement. It's a man that get it right. It is. Now, can you deal with that? That's up to you. That's an individual person. I can't tell you, take him back and all that. It's up to you. Do you want him back?
Well, for her to ask that question, she's thinking about it.
But it was pretty dope, though. The dude, he created her out. He talked about her the whole time. Which meant he really didn't want that side piece.
Is that what that means?
Oh, it cold mean that. I'm just over here because I've been disappointed. It's like I heard a guy on Instagram one time. He's talking to a group of women. I really like the guy. He wears wireframe glasses, wears a skull cap. He got a beard. I don't know what
I like him. I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's a very, very bright guy.
Good wisdom.
Relationships. Young dude. And he was on the... I'll tell you next.
Okay. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. 97.1 QMG.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.